Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Have you recently been rejected? Yes, that horrible thing. None of us like it. None of us want to be rejected. But I think it's time that we have a discussion on how to reframe rejection, especially because so many people make it about the totality of who they are. Case in point, I was giving a live show and I had a discussion with a lady who was feeling horrible because on her second date, the fellow told her that he wanted to have children and she was older. And it would have been an uncomfortable pairing given her age. It would have meant that they had to fast track everything right away and just like get along really well and then live together and then plan the wedding and then immediately have kids. And I can understand that that was not comfortable, but he was not rejecting her. He was rejecting the fact that their goals did not match. Hey everybody, Susan Winter here for SusanWinter.net, love coach and relationship expert. I want to show you how to reframe being rejected. You don't have to like it, but please do yourself a favor and ask why. Why? Did they tell me I had a horrible personality? I'm a rotten person? No, they probably didn't. I bet your goals, especially in early dating when you're filtering, are not matching. So say, for example, a person has a very specific idea of an important life goal. They want to travel the world, be mobile, they want to be a nomad. And they meet somebody and they really like, and you're online and you've met that way, and so you know a little bit about somebody. They say they like to travel, but maybe they're not so specific about the fact like, yeah, travel defines my lifestyle. And so what you start to learn in the getting to know them in the first days or weeks that you're dating, now you're discovering this is their goal, okay? And you really like this person, but your goal is not the same. You want to be rooted, to have a home, you're looking to buy, you're looking to be a member of a community, you are looking for this kind of cohesion. So your goals don't match. And if that person rejects you, whether it's the second date or it's the second month, it's not that they're rejecting you. Your goals are completely different. I say this because I had a recent live show called When They Press Pause on the Relationship. And one of the ladies in Super Chat talked about having a second date with somebody she really liked, and the guy rejected her because he wanted to start a family. And she was older. She was not that old, but given her age and what he wanted to do, they both would have had to really have it be perfect, fast track it, race through the engagement, get married and start making babies right away. So it was not ideal. Now understand, these are early days. This is the filtering process. When you are matching your goals with your partner. So if you find that somebody says, I want to travel the world and you want to buy a home. If somebody has a lifestyle that you don't find yourself fitting into, you might reject them. And not because they're not attractive, not because they're not interesting, but because you know that that's not where you have to go. You want a different goal. So please, if you have been recently rejected, before you make it about yourself and go into a downward spiral, I urge you to examine the reason why. That's hoping that most of you even got a reason as to why you were rejected. But you see, what happens when we're rejected, we tend to go blind to the totality of the situation. We oftentimes think that this is a complete rejection of who we are as a human being, our worth. And if we allow in the dating process a continual upheaval of our worth and leave it at the doorstep of somebody we've just met or hooked up with, we are in real peril. our worth is inherent and it doesn't change. Just because the person looking at us doesn't see our worth doesn't mean we don't have it. Just because the person rejecting us doesn't want something that we have or the way we are or what we're doing or how we're living our lives, it's not a complete and total rejection of our value. And this is the go-to place. This is the default where most of us fall into this crevice. We tend to think, oh my God, it's everything. Oh, I've been rejected so many times. You know, it's not that. And this is a very easy little problem to discover is a big problem. So when that moment comes and you're feeling yourself spiral downward, I ask you, please, take a moment to reframe what is really happening here. One, if they rejected you because they don't see your worth, they are not your partner and it should mean nothing to you. You are not here to try and sell your inherent value to another person. That's a relationship you are grateful you missed out on, okay? That should not be something that puts you into a moment of sadness or dejection. And if you are rejected because what they want, how they live, their lifestyle, whatever, their friends, their group, their value system doesn't match, also, these are external things, independent of who you are as a human being. In order to keep our self-esteem intact, we need to remember that it is not subject to the whims of people around us. Your self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. How do you feel about the person you have created here? The version of yourself that you send out into life, and be your own best friend. Again, dating is a numbers game. It really is. And sometimes people are not so transparent. Like the gal that I was referring to earlier, I don't know that the man that she met that she liked so much said in his profile, by the way, I am looking to create a family. Okay? But I understand by the second date, if you like somebody, now we're talking about what it is, right? So this should help you. Again, it's Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net if you want to chat over something. I urge you to have a consultation, not to suffer in silence and wonder and ask your hairdresser and ask the stylist and ask your girlfriends or whatever, but just let's get it done. Also, I have a lot of wonderful resources on my site that you will find. Great books, Breakup Triage, fabulous merch, things to support you in your journey to the solidity of who you are and that recognition. I hope this has helped you.